This is Barbara Leslie, President of the Oakland Port Commission. Oakland International Airport, OAK, is proud to bring you this podcast of KQED's Forum. When you're choosing your next adventure, the smart and convenient choice is to fly the East Bay Way from OAK to destinations across the USA and Mexico. And when you return home, tune in to KQED, always bringing us remarkable stories about who we are and where we live. Enjoy today's episode of Forum.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
From KQED in San Francisco, I'm Alexis Madrigal. Technology companies, especially those here in the Bay Area, have offered a dizzying array of benefits and perks to their employees, mostly to keep them from jumping for the next hot unicorn. But what if you're working at a Google or Facebook, but you're not actually working for them? A new report details the shadow workforce that's come to work side by side with big tech employees. But first, the Port of Oakland is a major economic engine for the city and region, but it's entertaining a new proposal for a rock and gravel facility that could add to the pollution burden of neighboring West Oakland. That's all next after this news. Welcome to Forum. I'm Alexis Madrigal. There are huge and ongoing battles down and around the Port of Oakland. The redevelopment of the old Army base, the proposed construction of a coal export terminal on city land, and of course, the Oakland A's proposal to build a stadium next to Jack London Square on the old Howard Terminal. Many of these controversies have centered on how well the developments would mitigate the environmental harms that have been visited on West Oakland for many, many years because of truck traffic, truck diesel and ship bunker fuel emissions, and other pollution. Today, another proposal goes before Oakland's port commissioners for a bulk facility that would handle rock and gravel. The environmental justice organization, West Oakland Environmental Indicators Project, published an op-ed in the Mercury News arguing the facility would spread particulates over the neighborhood and claiming that the environmental studies for this project are, quote, fatally flawed. Joining us to talk about the controversy is KTVU reporter Tom Vakar. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you for having me.
So how long has this proposal been in the works, kind of leading up to this moment?
Well, I don't think it's been all that long. There's been talk about this, but this is a very formalized proposal, which was filed, I believe, recently. And what it basically purports to want to do is to create an open air processing facility for gravel and rock and other kinds of aggregates in order to import and export them. Making it easier to get them to, let's say, concrete manufacturers in the East Bay, export to other places that might want this stuff at a time when there are other ports, such as the Port of Richmond and others in the Bay that do this kind of work. This would just be a much larger operation. And there is space at the port potentially, but even that has great complications.
What are the complications?
Well, the complications are right now they're being used to store containers and trucks, which are critical to the port's operations, and those would have to be moved. Now, the idea is to move them over to the Justin Hermann Terminal, but as you will recall, there is a proposal to put a baseball stadium in there. So these trucks and containers would have to go somewhere else, and there really is no somewhere else to go, or there would have to be massive changes to the port itself. And you certainly can't park these trucks out in the neighborhoods because that had became a bone of contention for many, many years. And except for very few containers that you see just outside the port, it's pretty much taboo to do that.
Yeah. So why does the port want to add this kind of bulk facility? You know, in the Port of Oakland, historically has been a container shipping port, which is why, you know, people always see those big cranes when you're coming over the Bay Bridge or looking out over the water from other places. Mm-hmm. And so what would it do for the port, or what do they think it would do for the port in order to have this kind of other type of facility?
Well, it would use space rather than parking and storing for actually generating income for the tenant. Because the port is simply a big landlord. Of course, it gets rent from those tenants. And the idea would be to expand and diversify business. There is a precedent for it over on the other side of the port in the estuary between Alameda and Oakland. There is Schnitzer Steel or whatever company it is now, which grinds up cars and puts them into ships that go off to Asia where they turn them back into steel sheets that turn into cars again. So it's not like it's not being done there, but most of what the port does overwhelmingly is containers. And a lot of the people around there say the container business is the business that they need to be in and nothing else. And so that is one of the bones of contention. The biggest bone of contention, of course, is the fact that this is going to be an open air facility. And that means that when you get winds, and you do get high winds through the Port of Oakland, what happens? This could blow into the West Oakland neighborhood and even beyond. And the folks there simply don't want that because they've had a belly full of it for, you know, literally generations. And they have higher rates of asthma and other kinds of respiratory problems, heart problems, and all of that. And they're saying, we just don't need any more of this. And in this case, it would be particulate matter. The applicant, Eagle Rock, they say that they will water this stuff down. And as a result, there shouldn't be much, if any, escape from the facility at all. But that is a dubious claim on the part of the people who are opposing it.
Well, you know, you mentioned that history and, you know, Margaret Gordon in a quote, who works for the environmental West Oakland Environmental Indicators Project, said to the publication Oakland Side that she felt like the port was going backwards, in part because the historical backdrop for this is that diesel emissions were really high in West Oakland, particularly the neighborhoods that directly abut the port. And they actually had a lot of success, both environmental justice advocates and the port itself, in reducing those emissions. So she said they kind of felt like things were going backwards. We did ask the Port of Oakland to come on the show here with Tom. Instead, they actually sent us a statement. So I'm going to give you some of the pieces of the statement here, Tom, and
sure,
we can talk a little bit about it. The report said the proposed project incorporates environmental-related features that exceed current regulatory requirements, including electric trucks for delivery of construction materials, measures to minimize dust from the project site, and an aggressive strategy to reduce vessel emissions. The proposed project would supply much-needed construction materials to the Bay Area, which will be used for many local construction projects that support housing, the economy, and jobs. Do we know any of the details on how they would try to minimize dust, aside from literally spraying water over the top of it?
Well, those details would have to be worked out. The other problem is there are going to be these large ships coming in to this, I think it's called Berth 23. And the problem is they do not have shore power there, which they do along the major container ship routes there, the berths there. And as a result, these big diesel ships would sit there at idle, because if they don't have shore power, they have to maintain power on the ship. And they would be spewing out this pollution from what is known as bunker oil, which is a highly polluting kind of fuel. They say they will do something about that. So maybe they will. Whatever they end up doing, they're going to have to do it, because that's a non-starter from the get-go. Yeah. The other thing is that there will be a lot more trucks going in and out of the port. And while the trucks are being tamped down in terms of emissions and all of that stuff, there's going to be a lot more traffic going into that port. And that concerns the container ship guys, who are the overwhelming majority of people that use that port.
Yeah. Talking a little bit about shore power and bunker fuel for those who aren't familiar. Now, you know, in the old days when ships would come into the Port of Oakland, they would burn their own fuel in order to generate the electricity they needed to, you know, refrigeration and keep the lights on and all that. Now they basically take these huge things that are basically, you know, you can imagine like a massive extension cord, and they literally plug in the ships for that purpose. Bunker fuel, which is what they have to burn, is not like the gasoline you put in your car. It's kind of the literal bottom of the barrel. And in fact, at room temperature, it's a solid. It's kind of more like asphalt than it is like gasoline. And so that's been a major concern for environmental justice advocates. How does the port or how could this be sort of measured? Is there a compromise here possible? Could they, for example, cover the facility or do something like that? Or do you think that this is one of those issues where it's just like there is no compromise possible?
Well, obviously, with enough money, you can cover anything. Most of these facilities tend to be very, very large. There's one over at Richmond, very close to the Chevron refinery, and they have a mountain of concrete. They have a mountain of rocks, and I mean a mountain. As a result, covering that would be near impossible, but that's very far out of the way and out of sight. Unfortunately for the Port of Oakland, they've got neighbors all over the place. And that's not to say there's bad faith on the part of the Port of Oakland. They've got to go through the processes and procedures of things they need to do. Nobody can argue that they haven't tried heroically to cut down the emissions from the port. They have done that, and they've done that very, very well. But this is a different kind of business. And the question is, with other businesses in the area doing the very same thing, why do we need to do it at Oakland? That's because you can expand it. It'd be an 18-acre facility, and that would be tough to cover. So that's one of the issues. The other problem is, you know, there's a history of rejection of these kinds of projects. There was a project at one time, they were going to bring liquefied natural gas in giant ships that are like thermos bottles into Vallejo. That was rejected. There was a proposal, they were going to bring oil shale trains into the Bay Area to export oil from, Montana, Canada, that. And that was going to go on the rail corridor through Antioch and Pittsburgh. And folks there said no. So there's a lot of no going on here. And it's going to be an uphill battle. On the other hand, you do have to agree that, you know, you will employ more people doing this kind of aggregate processing than you will just storing things. But that is a and yes, you will do local projects and all that. But those are the fights that are ahead, and it has to go through a process. And other organizations like the BCDC are going to have to get involved in this. So this is no slam dunk for either side.
And that's the Bay Conservation and Development Commission, which governs the strip of land right around the shoreline. There's also BACMED, just as long as we're getting into the soup, which is the Bay Area Air Quality Management District, which would also have to permit this facility as well. You know, you mentioned a bunch of these other projects. You know, of course, the coal export terminal that is on city land, not actually Port of Oakland land, though the Port of Oakland is ultimately controlled by the city. There was a ton of opposition to that. City has gone to court, tried to block the movement of coal through the city of Oakland. Has this project garnered as much attention? It feels to me like the answer is definitely no.
I think that's because it's relatively new in terms of being a serious proposal. And, you know, I've talked to people at the port over the years, you know, and they say, look, we have to be open to any kind of wise use of our property if we have the space. And that's how the whole baseball thing got started. And you can see what a fight that's turned out to be. Oddly enough, that baseball park would be right next to the place that grinds up cars and are very close to the place that grinds up cars and exports them to Asia.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's one of the things that's been so difficult in West Oakland is that there's the cumulative burdens of all the things that we've allowed to happen to the people down there. And there have not been measures taken to fully redress all of those historical harms that have been done to people. So each new thing seems like that much of a bigger deal. We've been talking about a proposed sand and gravel facility at the Port of Oakland, which is being fought by some West Oakland neighbors and environmental justice advocates concerned about air quality, with KTVU reporter Tom Vakar. Thanks so much for joining us, Tom.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Stay tuned for more Forum when we come back after a short break.
This is Barbara Leslie, President of the Oakland Port Commission. Oakland International Airport, OAK, is proud to bring you this podcast of KQED's Forum. When you're choosing your next adventure, the smart and convenient choice is to fly the East Bay Way from OAK to destinations across the USA and Mexico. And when you return home, tune in to KQED, always bringing us remarkable stories about who we are and where we live. Enjoy today's episode of Forum.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.